In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today I'm going to ask you again, it's on Friday, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Oh yes, you were told you're never going to amount to anything. You were told you're the runt of the litter, you're stupid, you're dumb. But do you know who you are in Jesus Christ? Do you know that he said, I will not leave you orphans, that there is no orphan spirit that we should be attached to because we are in Jesus Christ. We are the sons and daughters of the Father. Do you know that? That you're the daughter of the Father. You're the son of the Father. That's who you are in Christ. There is an identity crisis in the church. We do not know who we are. We do not know who we are. Therefore, because we do not know who we are, we cannot defend who we are. We cannot come against who we are with the devil, with the demons. We have to know who we are. You see, they know who we are. They know Jesus, and they know that we're in Jesus. But what the devils want to do is to hide you and to hide from you who you really are. Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know who you are in Christ? That is the question. Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know who you are in Christ? That is the question. We have to get rid of the orphan spirits. We have to get rid of the orphan spirits. Never shall we amount to anything. That's a lie. That's a lie. We want to throw those things to the cross. You'll never amount to anything. You're stupid. You're not as bright as your brother. You're not as bright as your sister. That's an orphan spirit. And it was put on us. And we have to break it in the name of Jesus the Lord. We have to break it in the name of Jesus the Lord, that we know who we are in Christ. We are the sons and daughters of the Father. We are the children of God. Jesus paid the price so that we would become the children of God. Jesus paid the price so that we would become God's sons and God's daughters. You are a daughter of the Lord. You are a son of the Father. You were adopted by the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. You were adopted. He paid the price for you. He paid the price for me. We need to know who we are. No more identity crisis. No more orphan spirit. No more never amount to anything. Lies. They're all lies. We are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but we know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Imagine, we are God's children now. You would think that was enough. We are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but when it comes to light, we shall be like him. Why? Because we shall see him as he is. No more identity crisis. No more never amount to anything. No more orphan spirit. I am a son of God in the Beloved. I am a daughter of God in the Beloved, in Jesus, the Beloved of the Father. Who are you? I am God's son. God's son, adopted through the blood of the Lamb and through the Holy Spirit. That's who you are. Don't take anything less. Don't feed on the lies that the enemy gives you or that your past gives you. You are a son of the Father. You are a daughter of God. Jesus Christ paid the price for you. And he says to you today, know who you are. Don't Don't fret. Know that you are my son. Know that you are my daughter, the father says. Know this. This is reality. This is true. This is real. You are not an orphan. Jesus said, I shall not leave you orphan. But there are so many people that have orphan spirits. As I do this broadcast on a Friday, I think of all the bishops and priests that were with the Pope. And my question is, I wonder how many of them know who they are in Christ. Who they are in Christ. Not who they are. You know what happens when we think about who we are? We start thinking about all the sins we've committed. Well, they've been washed clean by the blood of Jesus if we confess them. The scripture says if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive our sins. That's why we have the sacrament of penance. Do you know who you are? Or are you in an identity crisis? Do you have an orphan spirit? Shake it off. Shake it off. It's not of God. It's not of God. It's not of God. You belong to God. You are his son. You are his daughter. Why are you repeating this over and over? I want you to get it into your heart. I want your spirit to hear this. I want you to know that Jesus died for you and that the Spirit of God lives in you and it makes you his son or his daughter. I know we've been told things by teachers. You're not as bright as your brother. You're not as bright as your sister. You'll never amount to anything. I remember someone saying to me, you'll never be able to go to a parish outside of this parish. Well, he was wrong. He was wrong. He was wrong. And he was saying it out of his own weakness, out of his own brokenness. He was absolutely wrong. Let me tell you this. You are God's son. You're not God, but you're his son. You are God's daughter. You're not God, but you're his daughter. You belong to Jesus. Your life is in Jesus Christ. That's what your life is in. My life is not only in Rose and Vincent, who gave birth to me. My life is in Jesus Christ. It's a supernatural life. It's called the Christian life. I am a Christian. I am a son of God. I belong to the Father. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Redeemer. Jesus bled for me. Jesus gave me the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, how many times do we need to say it over and over again so that we start believing the truth, not believing the lie? Why is it so easy to believe the lie and not the truth? Because we know who we are? Well, who we are is in Christ. No more am I Father Tom. I am Father Tom in Christ Jesus. I am Father Tom in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the Son of God. I am the child of God. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but when it comes to light, we shall see him as he is, and we shall become like him. Let me look at Matthew 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman, a Canaanite woman, came out of the same coast and cried unto Jesus, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Now, you know what? The Jews call Canaanite people dogs. Called them dogs because they were not Jews. But he answered her not a word. Jesus didn't say a word. And his disciples came and besought him, Send her away, for she cries after us. She's no good, they're saying. She's a Canaanite. She's no good. Get her away. We want nothing to do with her. Dump her. But Jesus answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I am sent to the Jews, he's saying. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. This is a terrible thing. It is not good to take the children's bread. The children's bread, the children of God, healing and deliverance. It is not good to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. In other words, honey, you're a dog. That's what we see you as being. You're a dog. And she said, truth, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. I only want a crumb. My daughter is very sick. She's tormented with the devil. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done unto you as you will. And her daughter was made whole at that very hour. Jesus went out of his way to heal this woman. This woman wasn't going to let go of Jesus. He could have called her a dog, and yet she could have barked and said, I'm a dog, but my daughter is ill. Even the dog eats the crumbs from the master's table. I'm telling you, she knew who Jesus was. And she was insistent that Jesus would heal her daughter. She knew it. She knew Jesus, who he was. Thou son of David, royalty, have mercy on me. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. There's nothing like a mother that wants her child healed. Nothing like a mother that wants her child healed. I want my daughter healed. She is vexed with the devil. She is tormented. Jesus said, I've come to the lost sheep of Israel. You're not one of them. Why should I give you the food of the children, which is healing and deliverance? Even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. And when Jesus answered and said, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done unto you as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. I tell you, we need the faith of that Canaanite woman. She was really nothing. She was really nothing, but she had something that touched Jesus, and it was faith. Do we have faith? Like, do we have faith? Do we have faith to touch Jesus and believe that we're going to get something? You know, you can hear all these names in your head. You're nothing. You're never going to amount to anything. We were told we were stupid. We were told so many things. I was told I was timid. I was timid Tom. I tell you, that's a lie. There's no timidity in me. I want to be strong for Jesus. I want Jesus to hear how strong I am, but yet how loving I am too. Not only strong, but how loving I am. Oh yes, you are the Son of God. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You have been ransomed with the blood of Jesus. And Jesus departed from Tyre and Sidon and came near to the Sea of Galilee. And he went up a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. And they cast down before the feet of Jesus, and he healed them. He's still a healer. I wonder how many of those bishops and priests that were with the Pope know that Jesus is still a healer. You know what people want to make us sacramental distributors? Yes, we are the distributors of the sacraments, but because of the sacraments, we have power. We have the power of the resurrection. We have the power of the cross. You see, it's all right that the priest just anoint person, but let me tell you, when I anointed that lady maybe a year or two ago, she was on her deathbed, and she came back to life, and she lived another several months. Let me tell you, there is power in the anointing of the sick. There is power in the Eucharist. There is power in the sacrament of penance. There is power in the sacrament of holy orders. There is power in the sacrament of marriage. There is power, there is power, there is power. But do we use the power? That's the issue. Do we use the power? Jesus had all these people, the lame, the blind, the dumb, the maimed, and many others at his feet, and he healed them. He hasn't changed. I'm not saying don't go to doctors. Again, I tell you, go to the best doctors, go to the best hospitals, but also go to the best doctor. His name is Jesus. He is a healer. He is the lover of our soul. He makes us children of God through his cross, through his death and resurrection, and through the giving of the Spirit. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed that were whole, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see. They glorified the God of Israel. They glorified the God of Israel. But this never happened before. Pharisees weren't healing the sick. The Sadducees weren't curing the lame. Oh, no. The only thing they did was put burdens on people's backs, and they didn't carry their own. That's all they did. They put burdens on people's backs, and they double-crossed Jesus. Oh, yes. Jesus feeds 4,000. We saw last time he fed 5,000. This time it's going to be 4,000. Remember, not counting the women and the children. This is just for the men. There were women and children there, probably many more than 4,000. And Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue to be with me now 3 days, and they have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint on the way. Jesus cared about their physical needs as well as their spiritual needs. Sometimes we only think Jesus cares about our spiritual needs. He cares about our spiritual needs. He cares about our physical needs. He cares about all of our needs. He became a man so that he would let us know that he's like us in all ways but sin, and that he cares for us. That he cares for us. That he cares for us. And disciples said unto Jesus, when should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill this great multitude of 4,000? And Jesus said unto them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. And how many fish? Few fish. Little fishes. Few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes. He gave thanks to the Father. He broke them and gave it to his disciples. And the disciples gave it to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they did eat, were 4,000 men, not counting the women and the children. And he sent them away, the multitude, and went into the boat and came to the coasts of Magdala. That's the place where Mary Magdalene lived. Let me tell you, Jesus is not a magician. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. He created the wheat. He created the fish. Oh, yes, all things came to be through him. Without him, it came to be nothing that was made. So if he created these things, he can multiply these things. And, you know, I've seen him multiply the couple of fish that I have. Sometimes when I would come up to preach, I said, don't have very much. I just need your anointing, Lord. Without your anointing, nothing's going to happen. And I see the couple of fish and the couple of loaves being multiplied even today. Even today, I wanted to repeat a program that I really liked, but I couldn't get WEZE on the line. So the Lord said, do it again. Do it yourself. Don't think about calling WEZE anymore or WROL. You preach. I've got something for the people. I've got something to give for the people. Yes, that deep faith of the Canaanite woman, that faith that caused Jesus to change his job description. His job description was to come and minister to the Jews, and the Canaanites were what? They were dogs. And yet she had more faith than many of the Jews, like the centurion. We remember the centurion. He said, Lord, you don't have to come up to my house. You have a certain power in the spirit. I've got a power when I say to my soldiers, do this, they do this. The only thing you need to say is speak the word and my servant shall be healed. And that's all Jesus did. He spoke the word and the servants were healed. I'm telling you, he hasn't changed. When we go to the Eucharist, we say, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. You know, he wants this. He says the word, but how many of us are healed? We need to expect healing. If we never expected it before, we need to expect it when we go to the Eucharist. I told you the story about the man that was blind. He said to Father Adam, I'm a disciple of Jesus. And Father Adam says, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know you're a disciple of Jesus? And he said, when the priest raised up the Eucharist, my left eye was whole and healed. I was blind. And when he held up the blood, my right eye was whole, was healed. This is exactly what happened. He said, I'm a disciple of Jesus. I've given him my whole life. He's given me sight. I need sight, but not only sight with my eyes, I need spiritual sight. You need sight, not only with your eyes, but you need spiritual sight. I had the children on Monday, and we were talking about the man born blind, and I told the children, Take a partner and close your eyes, and the partner will lead you to the church. That means you're going to have to trust the partner. And they did. They did. It was a little weird, they said. I said, but you know, you have eyes. Do we ever thank God for our eyes? Do we ever thank God for our ears? Do we ever thank God for our hands? Do we ever thank God for our touch? Do we ever thank God for what He's given us? Do we ever thank God? That's the issue. Do we ever thank God? And then the scripture said, the Pharisee said, who sinned, this man or his parents? And Jesus said, no one sinned that made him blind. This is for the glory of God, the glory of God, the glory of God. Do you know the glory of God is upon you today? Do you know that you are God's son? You are God's daughter. Do you know that God has a plan for your life? Do you know this? Do you know this today, that God has a plan for your life? Do you know that you mean something to Jesus? He doesn't look at a crowd and sees you in a crowd. He sees you individually, and he holds your face and says, you mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. I love you. I have plans for you. You see, we've been told other things. We've been told, oh, God is far away. How can he listen to all the people at one time? It's a lie. He hears everything we say. He hears everything we do. He cares for us like no other person cares for us. It's 24/7 caring for God's children. God cares for you because you're his daughter. God cares for me because I'm his son. God cares for you because you're his son. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Today again I'm offering a week in Aruba, a week in Aruba, from October 17th to the 24th. You need to have a passport. And you know what? No one has called me for this week. And you just need to say, I give this donation to In Season and Out of Season, whatever you have. And the telephone number is 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. It is called the President Residence. It's beautiful. I've been there. And the ocean is right in front of you. And there's a beautiful pool. And there's a snack bar. And the rooms are clean as clean can be. From October 17th to the 24th, if you'd like to come, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. May Jesus Christ be praised. May his name be resounded throughout all the world. May people come to know today that they are loved and they are cared for by the Father, by the Son, and by the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.